This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. Tiger baseball conversation coming up at 3. We'll get a little NFL fact or fiction at 2:45. I've discovered I'm Matt Damon in The Martian. I'm the only person without a Costco membership. And it's the kickoff to smoking season. Who are we kidding? It's man season. It's going to be nice. Power washers coming out this weekend. And these guys looked at me like I was insane because I don't have a Costco membership. So that could happen. You didn't tell me it was basically a barbecue supply store.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not looking at you, David. I'm looking at you and Kenny. And by the way, guys behind the glass, if you happen to purchase a large assortment of meat and you cut it up at home, you can vacuum seal it, put it in your deep freezer.
Do you own stock in this company?
When you're ready, you don't. It's already there. It's already at the house. You can pre-season
it. Let me guess. They sell a vacuum sealer at Costco.
They actually
do. Yes,
they do. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
This is some kind of like...
In the bags.
This is some kind of makeup scam from the 80s. Like Rico's getting people to buy these things and he gets
Amway.
A cut.
Okay.
What was that called?
Amway.
No.
Oh.
It was in the 80s. It was when like my grandmother was
Avon?
Yes, Avon calling. Some kind of Rico scheme. Let's go to Anthony.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Anthony, what's going on, buddy?
All right, before I get started, I want to apologize for yesterday.
Oh, Ant, you're good. You were comfortable. You're just like me. That's how I talk off the air. Don't worry. You're fine.
I'm pretty sure you say a lot worse. But
yeah, we wanted to keep you on, but yeah.
Yeah, but I have all three.
All three?
I have Sam's Club. I have Costco. And, you know, my wife is from New York. I thought it was my birthday because she asked me, did you want to go to BJ's? I ain't know what that was.
Wait, so Anthony, let me guess. You calling all your boys, hey, I can't come out tonight.
Yeah.
Got plans with the wife.
I can't get on Call of Duty tonight, man. You know what I mean?
She come home, Luther playing in the background. Like, we going to the store, baby.
All right, hold on.
I was about to buy the earrings. You was about to, you know what I mean? But I thought Mike Valente was one of those guys that go to Costco because as much he loves being at home, I thought he stack up on stuff so he don't have to go outside. But the working back or when he traveled back home to New York,
no, and well, it was just something I always thought it was for people with 17 kids, but these guys are telling me it's fantastic.
No, for my family, I'm the one that hosts everything. So Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's, all of that, all my go-to stores.
Okay.
But for like all my smoking stuff, I got a propane smoker. Don't judge me. I don't know how to do barbecue.
Anthony, let me tell you something. All right, for years, I did it the old school way. Best thing I ever did was get a pellet smoker. You know why? I have a life. And it's really...
You can control it.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get up at 3 in the morning to manage a fire. What am I, Rip Van Winkle?
Exactly.
Come on. No, Anthony, don't let anyone judge you for that.
For me, I go to Cattleman's and get they got like specials where you could pay like $400 or $500. and that lasts me from like spring to like, I want to say like Halloween or even later, like before I get like steaks and all that. But I go to Costco for like my cleaning products, my bread, my paper towel, all that stuff, and get gas sometimes. But I go to Kroger for that.
Hey, Anthony, you ever made it down to Eastern Market?
See, I'm still young, so I sleep in. I don't get up.
No, Anthony, like, no, no, no. See, rookie mistake. You never go to Eastern Market on the weekend. Go during the week. It's open. They just don't tell you it's open. It's open.
Look at this.
Yeah, but
Anthony, you will. It will take you more time to park the car than to get your stuff done.
Noted. Let's go to Tom. He's up now. I mean, this is a journey of discovery. Tommy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, I'll give you the hookup, Mike.
What do you got?
Costco has the best meat, bar none, anywhere. I shop there every day for people. They get this. You can get it delivered. You don't even have to go to the store. They got Reggiano. They have, like, imported prosciutto. They've got everything you need.
Tommy, rewind for a minute. Costco delivers?
Well, yeah, you get on Instacart and you place your order. And
Tommy will show up.
Oh, and man.
Yeah, whoever you.
Oh, yeah. Man. Tommy, I'll leave the envelope right out front. I mean, you. Yeah. If you're telling me I can avoid all the Karens and their 17 kids,
you can get like 13 pounds of that oregano.
Yeah. No, it's Reggiano. It's Reggiano, not Oregano.
But yeah. Tommy, just let him go. He's having a real good time today. There you go. Tommy, I appreciate it. This could be exciting for me. Because like I said, this whole conversation was sparked. I go, look, I'm going to end up doing ribs this weekend. I'd prefer to do a brisket. But you can't, you know, they're hard to find. They're a pain in the ass. Oh, here comes Rico, David, Evan, like a bunch of vultures, parakeets. Should have gone to Costco. I'm like, I don't have a membership. And then forget it. The DJ scratch happened. Somebody dropped a plate in the back of the building. I'm like, I don't have one. Sorry.
It's okay. We're here for you.
Do they sell the Jameis Winston cold cuts?
The gabagoo?
No one actually says it that way. You do realize this, right?
No.
No real Italian person speaks that way. Maybe in like Jersey.
I heard it on The Sopranos.
That's not real. None of that is real. They are actors, Rico. Let's go to Darius 97.1. Darius, what's going on, buddy?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Mike, man, you are tripping, bro. Listen, I have both. I got Sam's Club and I got Costco. Sam's Club is cool because, yeah, you can go in there and scan and go. You don't have to talk to nobody because you don't like to, you know, if you don't want to talk to anybody. But the last caller was right, man. That Instacart is everything. You can definitely order online, order through your phone, and get it delivered right to your house. I got the meat department at Costco is second to none. They got, like, wine, all types of liquor. Like Rico said, pizza, like Costco is the way, bro. You got to get on it.
All right, then, Darius, here's the thing. This is my one thing. Who the hell goes to the store looking to talk to people? Like, this isn't a me thing, is it? Like, who wants to socialize at Costco? Your job is to go out. Your mission is what's on the list and to return home. It's no different than Delta Force, minus guns.
The only thing about Costco, for real, is that it's super busy.
See?
Like, it's hard to get around the store. If they open at 10, there's a line outside at 9:45, like a club scene. It's crazy.
Hold on. That's the executive membership. You can go in at 8.
Excuse me?
The executive
membership. No, that's Sam's Club. That's Sam's Club. You can go in at 8 with the executive, but at Costco, they open at 10.
No, you don't. You can get in early.
You can get in early at Costco, too.
Oh, Darius, it sounds like you need an upgrade.
Well, I mean, the only one you can get in early at like 7 a.m. is the business center in Southfield, but they don't have, like, you know, they have very limited things in there for sure.
Oh, yeah, you got to get the Rico deal. He shows up 24/7. They let him right through the back door.
Oh, Mike, yeah, you can go to the business center, Mike, and you get half a lamb.
No one needs half a lamb. See, this is
it's in the freezer. It's like a half a lamb.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Kenny, ready? Hey, you ever consider a vacuum sealer?
You know, I never thought I'd be more of an adult than Mike, and here we are.
Oh, here we are. You son of
Kenny, very adult. Very adult.
I hope the Red Wings keep the 13th.
That's it. Happy birthday. Birthday's very happy. Very adult.
So good.
Thanks, Kenny. Let's go to Scotty, 97.1. Scott, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Rico, you just came on my parade, but I'm telling you, I'm going to break this down. Okay, first of all, you know, Monday morning, Mike's going to come in with a Kirkland T-shirt on. You know that, right?
I know. Is that Kirkland?
He's going to walk in. He's going to have the one that actually says Kirkland, you know, or the sweatshirt. He's going to be in there.
Scotty, I'll be handing out briskets like Oprah. Free samples.
He's going to be seeing the sample ladies. He's like, wait, this is a real job?
Next thing you know, like, so what's your name, sample lady?
No, but honestly, Mike, I treat it like a business. It's a business move. It's a business decision. I walk in, I walk out. I have the things that I need. I get them and I'm out.
That's it.
But I'm telling you, here's the thing. They're poo pooing. Don't poo poo it. The business. I'm gonna get killed for this because it's a little secret.
Okay.
The business center is the way to go. If you want meat, the business center is the way to go. It's open at 8 in the morning to like 5 in the night. It's never busy. There's like 3 people in there because everybody orders their stuff. They have all kinds of meat that's already prepackaged. If you're looking, if you're having like a party and you want, I don't know, 5 pounds or 6 pounds, 10 pounds of ground beef, they've got it already in. It looks like a big salami. It's already there. The briskets are already prepackaged there. They're ready to go. The cooler looks like it's probably like, I don't know, 6,000-7,000 square foot.
Oh my God.
Just that size. And it's all cold. You can get a whole, I mean, these are things that you don't need, right? But you don't need a whole block of Parmesan cheese, but they have a whole round, a whole wheel.
Yeah, see,
that you can get in there.
Scotty, that's what kept me away from that place for years. Like even Rico pre-show, he's like, well, you can get a whole hog if you want. I'm like, what am I, Mo Kayson? You look like you do a whole roast.
Mike, we're a family of 3. I shop there twice a month.
Okay, Scotty, listen, I'm pumped up. I mean, you're being nice about it. You should have seen the way these guys treated me pre-show. It was a disgrace.
Trust me, it was warranted, Scotty. You should see how he treats us.
Listen, I'm excited.
I need you to buy a Kirkland shirt too.
Get the hat as well.
Yes. We'll get to Tiger Baseball 3. Don't worry, guys. We haven't lost our minds. But it's the kickoff to smoking season, and I just apparently everything I would go to 3 or 4 places for is available at a Costco, Sam's, or BJ's.
And in all seriousness, like because I know you don't really care to go out in public, I just kind of assumed you had that.
No, I'm not Batman. It's just, I'll give you an example. If you're going to a place that is not a fun zone, the grocery store is not fun.
Right.
No one has fun at the grocery store. No. So when people are there and they're walking around, like if they walk too fast, they're going to lose their bowels. It annoys me. When people want to be social at the grocery store, also annoying. None of us are here for fun. It's not about being out.
No, but see, I thought you would just go there, stock up. So one trip and you're set for the summer.
I never realized they sold these things. You just told me they're selling pellets 50 pounds for 20 bucks. I mean, these are some unbelievable options. Oh. I never knew. I go to the hardware store to buy pellets.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Hello? I never realized. I thought you needed to be David and have 18 kids.
Now I'm judging.
And David, he's
you're gonna... judging me because that's the only place I can get pellets.
No. Because it's so much better.
Well, I didn't know, Captain Fertility. I didn't know.
Go to BJ's.
David, you know what?
I mean, Jesus.
Here's what he's going to say. I got stock. Yeah, and then I bought off-season for like little to nothing.
Oh, and I bought a vacuum seal. All right.
The griddle, that was life-changing.
Okay. We'll get to the calls. Then we're going to do some football and some Tigers. But listen.
Yeah, well, let's just do this for a second. Let's go.
Okay. I don't know that that's the way forward.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.